Today's guest is Maddie Kowalski. If you were anywhere near social media late last year, you probably saw her name. Maddie is a University of Florida student whose private video was shared online without her consent. Within hours, it spread across platforms, was reposted, dissected, judged, and turned into viral entertainment by millions of strangers. And this is her story. Maddie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank
How are you?
For having me. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. You've had a long day. You had to drive from school this morning, like 5 hours with your friend. How are you feeling? This is the first time you're like having a long conversation with somebody that's not a lawyer or in your family.
Exactly. I'm nervous, but it's okay.
Well, don't be nervous.
I had a long car ride to think about it. So.
Okay, good. So in the last couple months, a lot has been said about you. A lot of people don't even know this story. So I want to just have a conversation to let people know who you are until this event that we're, you know, that you've become sort of infamous for. So tell me about where you grew up, your childhood, your parents, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I moved around a lot, like as a kid, but that's where I ended up for like middle school, high school, all that. I have a little brother, and then it's just my parents and my little brother. My grandparents live close by, so we see them a lot. Grew up by the beach, pretty normal childhood.
And how was high school for you?
I mean, I was kind of, a loser in high school, but apart from that, I mean, I had a great time in high school.
Okay, so. And you decided to go to Gainesville, and what do you study?
Well, it's kind of complicated. I was a theater major. I originally wanted to be an actress, but after this situation, I just don't know if that's like possible. So I'm doing like media management now, is my major so that I can do that online. But I'm
did you actually have to switch majors?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. And are you, so, okay. So you're a sophomore now.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about school the first year. Did you love it? Why Gainesville?
Yeah, I mean, Gainesville, because, I mean, Florida's the best school in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's free tuition for whoever has, like, a certain, like, grade point average
GPA,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's from Florida. So I was able to go for, like, free tuition. So I knew I wanted to stay in state. And then Gainesville's, like, really close. It's, like, an hour and 45 minutes from where I'm from. So I can kind of, like, go home when I want to. And, like, it's a lot easier for my family to come visit. So that was a big part of it. Also just doing tours. I really liked the campus.
Did you know anyone going there?
Yeah. There was like 60 kids from my high school, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that went to.
So your first year, did you have roommates? Were you in a dorm? Mm-hmm. How'd that work?
Yeah, I was in a dorm. I had two roommates. That was great. I like living with other people.
Okay. And how was your first year? Did you rush a sorority?
I did, yeah. I was in a sorority.
How was Rush?
I mean, the thing is, I feel like compared to my friends at other SEC schools, I feel like Florida's like the least like SEC school of all of the SEC schools when it comes to Rush. So it wasn't like as crazy as people make it out to be, but it was definitely like stressful.
But like, I remember even when I went to college, you know, rushing a fraternity or sorority was like a whole thing. First of all, I was really close with a lot of the guys, so I was there for a lot of their rush. They were put through some of the most terrible things. They had to be drunk the whole time. It was like they had to physically get hurt. Like, it was pretty terrible. What is it like to rush a sorority?
Not like that at all. Like, sororities don't really like haze like that. It's more really just the fraternities. I think there's been like two incidents of like hazing in sororities within the past like 10 years at Florida. So, and they got in trouble for that. So.
Got it. And what have you found with the girls? Are they like older sisters or like, how does that work?
I mean, it's just, it's hard to like generalize like a group of women, like based on like, you know, whatever, but I'd say like, it's very like, for me, my sorority to me was very 50-50. Like half the girls were like amazing and I loved them. And the other half, like maybe not so much.
Got it. So you guys didn't all have to be nice to each other just because you all were in the
definitely
sorority.
Not.
Okay.
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And then did you have a goal to live in the house? Like, was there a house? No. Do they have something like that?
I would not want to live in the house. I like, well, I knew after like living in a room with two other people, like I'm a messy person and I knew I needed my own room.
Right.
And in the sorority house, you have to share a room. So I knew I didn't want to do that. And also just like there's a lot of rules in the sorority house. Like you can't like even have like your guy friends over, like, and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't know. It's like weird.
Yeah. Okay. So in high school or your freshman year, did you have a boyfriend?
Yes. Yeah. I had a couple boyfriends in high school, and then, I mean, none of those really like mattered. And then I did have a boyfriend last year. Yeah.
Okay. And how did that go?
I mean, we dated for like 4 months, I think, or we were together for like 4 months. I think I loved him. I don't know. I mean, looking back, who knows? But
yeah. Did you have a rough breakup or?
Yeah, for me, it was rough. He broke up with me. So
okay,
I was definitely a little bit shaken up after that. Yeah. That was like the first time I really was serious about someone. So it was like right before my birthday too. And like he sent me like my birthday gift still and like this note. And I was like, I was just bawling my eyes.
Is that how he broke up with you, in a note?
Wait, no.
Oh, okay.
He broke up with me on FaceTime, but.
Oh, okay. Still. Yeah. Jeez. And you never saw him again?
Well, no, I see him at school and like, which is terrible because I want to go up to him and be like, hey.
Right.
But it's not a good idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did he break up with you?
I don't know. I think it was just like the stress of like, he like had some, I think he just was really stressed with, you know, stuff with his like, in his personal life and like with school and everything. And I think he just didn't have like
the time
to like give me what I needed.
So. Got it. I didn't know if, you know, it was another girl or a situation.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's easier to get through, I guess. Yeah, well, so are you over it now? I mean, listen, adults will go through breakups and it takes years to get over it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like say so. I feel like, I don't know, when the situation happened, like I really wanted to like, I wanted him to like reach out, but of course like he wasn't going to, like why would he reach out? So, yeah, but I'd say I'm mostly over it.
So, last year, did you make some really good friends that you took into your sophomore year?
Yeah.
Like you started school feeling good. I'm trying to set the stage.
I started school. Yeah. I started like this, like the semester, everything happened. Like, so last semester, the fall semester, like really good. Like I had all my friends from last year, and then I was in Gainesville over the summer too. So I made a lot of friends doing summer school.
Got it.
And so I felt good, like new apartment with my friends.
Same girls as last year?
No. I room with girls now, like that were in my sorority.
Got it. So. And are you rooming now with the same girls you were rooming with last semester?
Like this semester?
Yes. Yeah. That. Okay, good. So, all right, let's talk about, so you're a sophomore and you started your sophomore year. Everything was fine and everything was going well. And you're a sophomore in college. Like you're having fun. You're going to school during the week and having fun on the weekends or whatever. Where were you when you woke up and learned that people were talking about you?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, when I really, like, when it, I saw some, like, things on Yik Yak, but I didn't really know what was going on. But when I, like, really
registered. Can you explain what Yik Yak is?
Yeah, so Yik Yak, I guess people probably don't know what that is. It's like this forum for college kids. You need like a college email to sign up. So like it's all kids from the college.
Just the college itself.
Just whatever college.
Okay.
So there's like University of Florida, Yik Yak.
Right.
Florida State, Yik Yak. Mm-hmm. So, and you can comment like whatever, post anything you want anonymously.
Yeah.
So like people were saying like MK Leak, like you can't say names. They say like first and last initials. They're like MK Leaks, like these videos are crazy. And I'm like, what's going on?
And is that something that you followed a lot, this Yik Yak thing? Like everyone reads it like it's Facebook or something?
Yeah. It's like if something like happens on Yik Yak, like people will talk about it.
Got it. And usually the scandals are what kind of things?
Like there was like a frat kid that I guess had like an OnlyFans, like things like that.
Oh,
it's always like.
So just gossip.
Yeah, just gossip.
Okay.
Like, it's stuff like that. So it's like, yeah, like it's not like anything like. Sometimes also like I feel like the stuff on there is fake, so I didn't know if it like for sure was something like that.
Okay. So you wake up and does somebody alert you to it or?
Well, this happened like at night, so it was like a Sunday night. So yeah, my friends started calling. They're like, "You're all over Yik Yak." So I'm reading the Yik Yaks. I was like,
"And is it
upset.
Your name? They're saying your name, or they're like
they're
a girl,
like, MK, yeah, or they're saying like that redhead in my sorority. Like it's very obviously me. So." I like went back to my, I like made it to my apartment. I was with friends, but I went to my apartment and then that's when I was like really freaking out. Cause it's like, everybody's talking about this on Yik Yak.
And can you tell our listeners like What was the comment? What were they saying?
Like, I mean, I feel like I've like blocked out that night so much from my memory that like I couldn't even, but it's like, I mean, like it was like memes. I remember it was people just like saying I was disgusting, like being like, ew, that's so gross, or like whatever, like anything you can think of. Like there was so many.
So they were talking about you, but were they talking about what they saw? Like were they saying, this girl in my sorority, there's a video going around?
No, it wasn't even like news. Like if you didn't know what the heck was going on, you would have no idea. Like I had no idea what's going on.
Got it.
They're like, has anyone else seen the MK videos? They're like so gross and crazy. And I'm like, what videos are we talking about?
Right. Okay.
Guys, like someone so no one,
so you didn't know what they were talking about, and it was kind of vague, but you knew it was about you and people were talking badly about you.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So at what point did you kind of get clued into what they were talking about?
When it got posted on Twitter.
Okay. So explain to people,
I guess.
Yeah. Explain to people who are listening that don't know the story. Can you, a little bit about how it unfolded? So you said you learned about it on Sunday, and then what, a couple days later something came out?
No, it was like that night on Sunday, like someone posted a Yik Yak and was like, the videos are on Twitter.
Got it.
I said, where can I see the videos? And somebody said the videos are on like X. So I went on X, I searched my name, and then—
Oh, they had your name on there too.
Yeah, every single thing that was posted about me on X had my name, and that's why that like later that night I became like the number one trending topic in the country on X, because everyone was posting with my name.
Got it.
But yeah, so I like—
And on X, just to clarify, was it commentary or it was literally just the videos and they were being replayed by people?
So like the first thing was like the video and it was like, but it, they would say captions too, like disrespectful captions, like,
sure,
like crazy things.
And people just kept reposting the video and putting their own captions?
Yeah, so people would like save it and then like not like a repost per se, but like they would like download it themselves and then upload it.
Got
so
it.
Everyone was uploading this video like really, really quickly. And then people were making memes about it. And then like, I think it was like the next day, that was when people started doing commentary on like TikTok and Instagram reels and like making AI edits and things. Like it was just,
And I know it's upsetting to talk about, but for people that are listening, can you sort of describe what was on the video a little bit for because people have not seen it? It was you
with men, and there was like sexual acts depicted, and I was naked in the videos.
Got it. And when you saw these videos for the first time, what did you think?
I mean, I feel like when like something like crazy happens, like, and like traumatic like that, like when you see something like that, like I feel like I almost like blacked out. Like I feel like I almost like genuinely couldn't even tell you exactly what I thought, but I know that it was like just like a wave of like something, like, and I like just like I was freaking out.
Do you think you were freaking out because that it was you online, or do you think you were freaking out because you were like, I don't remember, when was that, like, well, I don't remember it?
Both. Like I knew generally, I think, like when it was, but I didn't remember like one of the acts in the video, and I just was like, oh my gosh, like it felt like I was like watching it for the first time. And so, but also, yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, and I'm watching the views go up and up and up. And like, I think the original video got like 5 million views or something. So I'm like, I'm watching that and I'm watching my name start trending, and I'm just watching all the comments flood in and people re-uploading it like so quickly. And it's like, what do you even do? Like, I can't stop this. Like, this is something I cannot just, you know, taken down and it's done. It's everywhere.
So what did you do? I mean, did you call someone at your school? Did you call your parents?
Like, I didn't want to call my parents because I was too scared. Because at this point, people were like on Twitter were saying that they called my parents.
Yeah, why? I heard you say that and I didn't understand. Why would they call your parents?
I mean, I...
To be mean? I mean, I know you said somebody had taped a conversation with them.
Yeah.
What were they talking about with your parents?
I can't bring myself to listen to that.
Got it.
I have no idea what they said. Other people have said it was something about like saying that they did things to me and gave me STDs or something. Like crazy, crazy things. I can't, like, I physically.
So it was someone as a joke calling your parents.
Yes, and then posting it.
For why? For what reason?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I would never do that. I can tell you that.
What's interesting about this is like, as this is unfolding in the days after, your name becomes a top trending conversation piece or video on X. Mm. And people then, instead of taking your side or saying, you know, the only reason it got taken down is what I'm trying to get to, is not because somebody felt bad about it, but it was because X ends up blocking it because it was illegal, correct?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, what sucks about this is it's not like we can just report every single thing. So
right.
eventually when I did have the courage, when I did have the courage to talk to my parents, they were able to like hire the right people to work and get it taken down and get in contact with X and do all those things that we just didn't have. We don't have time to
sit
there all day and do that. But like without that resource, like, I don't know what we would have done.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing because a lot of people will look at it and not really understand what's illegal or what is just wrong, right? Out of the situation. Because there's, I feel like there's a bunch of buckets here. Someone wants to blame you. And I mean, I've looked at the comments and the fact that people don't understand consent, that they don't understand right and wrong, that they don't understand, you know, it's shocking to me that people will show their full name on their Instagram and say things that they should clearly be fired from a company for writing, or their wife should be upset, or as a female writing too, like you should. And me too, a lot of people were fired for a lot less. You know what I mean? Just for even commenting in the way or saying such nasty things. So it's shocking to me that anyone would take the side of anything but compassion for all parties around, for like everything going on.
I agree.
And so I think it's important to talk about that for a second. So the things in the videos, you know, you could tell were not necessarily consensual because you were drunk in the videos, correct?
Yeah, I was under the influence. So I mean, legally, like, and I'm not even going to say my own opinion on whether or not, like, legally, I was not able to consent to the acts or to, you know, being recorded. And, like, I definitely did not consent to posting. Like, the people who posted that knew my first and last name. They knew I wouldn't want that posted.
Right.
They posted that to, like, launch this attack. Like,
and that's illegal.
Which is illegal. Yeah, that's what people don't understand, because people are, like, saying, I should be locked up and all of these things. I'm like, well, I didn't commit a crime.
Yeah.
These people.
Well, why would you be locked up?
I.
Well, that doesn't even make sense. Yeah. People that are saying that are stupid.
But it's like, I mean, these people committed a crime, and I know I'm going to, like, people at school are like, you need to stay away from her. Like, she's trying to get people in trouble. Like, anything you say, like, she's going to send you to jail. That's not how that works. I can't send every person that says something rude to jail, or just like, why would I send my friends to jail? But people like don't want to be associated because they all think they're going to jail or something, or that I'm like pressing charges on everyone or suing everyone. And it's like, no, like, like, these people committed a crime, like, in the state of Florida. The state of Florida is going to, like, the police are going to do what they're going to do. Like, it's not, it has nothing to do with me.
Right.
At the end of the day, the investigation has nothing to do with me.
Right.
Like, I just happen to be, like, the victim, but it has nothing to do
with me. I'm imagining that you don't want it to keep going anyways, because the more it's out there, the more you feel like people are looking at you. And as, I mean, you're still a child, right? So, like, you're, how old are you now?
19.
So the fact that anyone doesn't see that, you know, I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, you just want it to go away. but you also want some sort of justice.
Of course.
But what does justice look like to you, do you think?
I mean, I don't even know. At this point, like, I feel like my life is, like, so different and just so screwed up that, like, I just, like, I don't even, like, some days I just, like, don't even care. Like, it's, like,
well, I don't want whatever. You to think it's screwed up, and I'll tell you why. Yeah. There are plenty of people that do make mistakes or that are involved in something that shines a light on a mistake or something that they were involved with that they don't want, you know, you clearly had a night that you went through and that should have probably remained with the people, you know, involved as opposed to the whole world to see. Yeah. Right. So I think that it's important to understand, like, people are trying to shame you for that, and it's not okay. And that's not going to affect your life forever. It will, because it lives on the internet. Hopefully you guys can get a lot of it removed. But, you know, talk about your fear of how that is going to follow you.
Yeah, I mean, I just, every single day it's posted somewhere else. I can't, you know, pay for people to be taking this down for the rest of my life. Like, that's just not something that's sustainable. Like, it's gonna be up forever. Like, anyone... most people in my generation have seen the video. Anyone else that hasn't seen the video can go see it, because somebody's going to say something and then, you know what I mean? Like, I'll never be able to meet people or interact with people normally. Like, every person I meet is going to, like, have a certain connotation, like, or, like, certain assumptions about me because...
Right. Yeah. Or make a judgment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can we talk about some of the misconceptions, though? Because I think a lot of people don't understand the facts. And I heard you saying that a couple times in the post that you made recently, that people mm-hmm. don't have the facts correct.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things I just can't say because I really am trying to protect, like, what the police are doing. I'm very grateful for them. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, like, want to let them do their thing.
Can you clarify any of the things? Like, I saw you post some stuff and saying this did not happen or this is not true.
Oh, yeah. There was a rumor that that it was in exchange for drugs. I wasn't doing drugs, nor was I doing things in exchange for drugs. And people just can't seem to get it out of their head mm. that I did it for drugs, no matter how many times I say it. Like, do you want me to pee in a cup? Like, I, like, dude. So it's like,
So it was alcohol.
That's really frustrating. Yeah. But everybody says that I, like, was, like, a prostitute. And that's why people say I should go to jail. Because
I
think I'm some sort of prostitute. Because apparently I had sex for drugs, but I did not.
Well, and I'm assuming in the video, though, it is evident that you are not in your complete mind or not.
I mean, I would say so, but maybe somebody viewing, like, I don't know.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. March is a time to celebrate women, all that they carry, all that they give, and all the roles they hold every single day. Between work, family, relationships, and the emotional labor no one sees, it's easy for their own well-being to fall to the bottom of the list. Therapy can be a space to create balance, set healthy boundaries, and make sure you're taking care of yourself the way you deserve. BetterHelp has over 30,000 licensed therapists and served more than 6 million people worldwide. They match you with a therapist based on a short questionnaire, drawing on over 12 years of experience. And if you're not matched within the right fit, you can switch anytime with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5. Based on over 1.7 million reviews, it's clear that therapy can make a real difference. And your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's BETTERHELP.com. What if I told you that the idea that you only get parasites when you travel to some exotic country is flat wrong? Millions of Americans carry parasites right now, often without symptoms. For example, it's estimated that millions in the United States have been exposed to Toxocara, a parasitic worm, yet most never even know it. Parasites do not need a plane ticket. They can enter through tap water, sushi, undercooked foods, or contaminated produce. Some strains live in all stages, eggs, larvae, adults, hidden in your gut, releasing toxins that sabotage your energy and digestion. That's why I'm excited about Parify, Kim Rogers' 30-day full-spectrum parasite cleanse. The kit works by clearing parasites, worms, candida, and heavy metals, targeting parasites in all life stages, supporting gut health, detox pathways, and toxin removal. It's taken orally, daily, for 30 days with precise dosing. I'm actually doing it myself right now. I started with the lymph cleanse, then I'm doing the Parify. Want to dive deep? I did a full interview with Kim Rogers, the worm queen herself, where we expose all the myths, understand the facts, and show how to protect your body. Listen to that episode if you haven't already. Meanwhile, go to rogershood.com and use the code Rachel to get 10% off of your order. That's R-A-C-H-E-L for 10% off. Give it a try. Maybe your body's missing link is hiding inside. Let's do this together. Again, it's rogershood.com, R-O-G-E-R-S-H-O-O-D. .com and use the code Rachel for 10% off. If you've ever been through a divorce or you're in one right now, you already know it's not just emotional, it's chaotic. It's paperwork, deadlines, financial disclosures, custody schedules, legal filings, and half the time you don't even know what you're supposed to be tracking until it's too late. That's why I want to tell you about Splitify. It's an AI-powered divorce operating system designed to turn divorce from drama into data while saving you time and money. Splitify helps you organize all of your documents, evidence, custody details, communication, finances, everything into one secure platform. It can even help flag high conflict behavior, track custody schedules, map assets and debts, and generate court-ready files so you're not walking into a legal battle completely unprepared. Whether you're working with an attorney, going through a mediation, or doing it on your own, Splitify helps you stay organized, informed, and strategic because divorce is expensive enough without wasting time and money on confusion. So if you want to protect yourself, protect your kids, and walk into this process with clarity and control, go to mysplitify.com. Use the code Rachel for 50% off your first 3 months. That's mysplitify, mysplitify.com, promo code Rachel. You know, from what I've watched, a lot of people say is, I feel sorry for Maddie, but she asked for it. How do you feel when people are saying that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ask to be posted. The people who posted also knew exactly what they were doing. Like, it wasn't like just, this is consensual, I'm going to post this. You know my first and last name. You probably go to school with me. Like, you know, you knew what this was going to do. Like, I did not ask. I didn't ask for this. Like, this is not like every little girl's dream is to like be now like on a podcast talking about the fact that my body got leaked. Like, it's like, right. Not like, trust me. Like,
and I think that, you know, there's two things that people are not really understanding. They're two different, but obviously happened around the same time and because of the same act. Right. So it was what happened in that night or over the course of two nights you said, right. Or two times, whatever. And then the fact that it was leaked. So I think a lot of the question surrounds around the act of it. And I think that that's where people are getting confused, right? Because I've noticed in a lot of people's comments, they would say things like, well, she deserved it. She asked for it. She went around and was flirtatious. But do you think, as a child, I'm going to ask you, and then I'll give you the adult version, that because you're flirtatious or you dress a certain way or you're drinking because you're in college, do you really believe that you deserve any of the things? Not about it being posted, but about what happened on those nights that it happened.
No. And a lot of people say that I asked for it because they think I went back. It was the two nights was different groups of people. The ones from like the main video, I didn't even know them. Like, literally picked me up off the side of the road. So like, it's like, I don't think anyone deserves that at all.
Yeah. So as an adult, I will tell you that, I think I was saying this to you and your father on the phone, but my phone was really bad yesterday. Like, you're a female, you know, it's the same thing with, you know, no is no. And non-consent is not the same thing, because if you are in a state of mind where you cannot say anything, it makes it more difficult to like clarify. But, you know, the bottom line is you can be who you are.
Yeah.
And then something could happen, you know, all of a sudden you could be on a date, you could be sexual with somebody, but when no is no, it means no. And if you get over the limit where you don't remember what happened the next day, nothing that happens in that time is consensual. And I think what I, as an outsider, have been witnessing still to this day, like you just posted something yesterday or whenever it was.
Probably, yeah.
And it was odd for me to see people saying such comments that should get them in trouble and makes it very clear that people do not understand what consent is. And on both things, for what happened that evening and what happened in the posting.
And I just feel like I don't understand too if somebody has that opinion, like why they need to go and comment that.
Yeah.
Like with their first and last name, like why? Like,
well, let them dig their own grave.
Well, right. But you're that passionate that you want to like, really that like passionate about my story, like confident, you know, everything. Like I said, there's a lot of details that I can't speak about, but like people only know what they saw from like a 5-second clip. Like you don't know anything.
Right. So, I guess the last part of wrapping up that whole conversation, do you have to run into these boys at school? Like, is there a fear that you will?
Yeah, I also don't know. I mean, I have a lot of people coming up to me, and majority have been pretty nice for the most part. But when, like, guys come up to me and are like, you know, I support you, whatever, or, like, ask for a picture or something, like, it's like, I don't know who posted the videos because it was all on fake accounts.
Oh.
On Twitter.
So we don't know who, like, that secret enemy is.
No, not until, you know, something would happen with the police investigation.
Sure.
So it's like, it could be anyone around me and I could be literally like taking a picture with them because they said they're like a supporter.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the person who did this to me. So it's like, It's very, very weird.
But what about the boys that are in the video? Like, is there fear that you're going to run into them? Like, have you spoken to any of them? Can you talk about that?
I don't know if I can talk about that, but the ones, I know not all of them are UF students. I can say that.
So. Okay. So how has this made you feel, you know, ever since? It's been what, 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had to move home. Tell our listeners what happened to you after. Like, how long did you stay at school? Did you go in hiding? Did you go to your classes?
Yeah, I withdrew from all my classes.
Like literally withdrew? Or yeah, you just stopped going for like a week?
No, I withdrew from all my classes last semester, which was annoying because I withdrew from my classes last semester. And then...
what made you feel you couldn't stay in school?
Because I didn't want to go to my... Like, I didn't want to do anything.
Got it.
Like, the whole school knew. The whole school had seen my naked body. Like, I'm not leaving my apartment. So... And then I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to go home because I was embarrassed because people were harassing my family. And I was...
Yeah, I saw you mention that. What were they doing to your family?
Like the spam calls, prank calls, you know. Of course, like I assumed like our neighbors knew at this point. You know, all the high school kids know. Like I assumed like all my parents' friends know and all this. Like I'm just so embarrassed. Like my dad's work,
right.
His LinkedIn got leaked. People were like posting his LinkedIn everywhere. So I'm guessing like his job knew.
And you're telling me that people had the audacity to call your family and just continue this on to harass you and to harass them.
And to harass them who have nothing to do with anything. And they were like, you know, posting pictures of my brother, things like that. So I could not like face my family.
And in the meantime, what were they saying to you on the phone though?
I wasn't talking to them on the phone. I wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't.
And then they showed up at my apartment because my roommates told them like, look, Maddie's not doing good. Like,
how long after? So it started on a Sunday.
I think it was like... 2 days after, they kept like asking to come. I was texting like, no, 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 like not answering the phone. And then, my roommates like realized like I was like suicidal and like very anxious, very depressed, like not doing okay. They're like, they can't handle that, you know?
Yeah.
They're a bunch of 19-year-olds. So,
yeah.
So they got my parents to come.
And how are your roommates dealing with it?
I mean, it's hard. I mean, no one knows how to deal with that.
Of course.
Like, how do you even like respond to that?
So were they going to their classes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was usually like somebody, I have four roommates. There was usually somebody like home with me. They were really good about like kind of telling everyone to like F off because a lot of people were like reaching out to them, but it wasn't like, it wasn't from a place really of concern. It seemed like it was a place of like nosiness.
They just wanted to gossip.
Yes, exactly. And it's very obvious to tell. So they were kind of good at like defending me and stuff and telling people to stop that. Yeah, they were really good about that.
Okay. And so your parents come and do they have your brother there too?
No, I think it was just my dad that came.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to talk or he's like, you're talk, coming
I
home.
Like fight or flight, literally like, my window is open. I start running for my window. Like my roommates are grabbing my arms, like total mess, like freaking out, crying, screaming, like horrible. Like I could not look that man in the eyes. So that was really bad.
And how did that relationship change? Because I was on a phone call with you guys yesterday and he seems like your biggest supporter.
Yeah, I know. But you just don't like know how someone's like reaction is going to be to something like that.
Yeah.
Like, and my dad has now seen those videos, like people sent him those videos and were calling him like saying these things. And like, you know, like you just don't know how someone's going to react to that. And people were like making posts saying my parents like disown me. And I was like, well, maybe they're gonna, you know?
Yeah.
So, cause I think some parents would genuinely. So I just didn't know.
Right.
Like what was going to happen. And I just felt really embarrassed and I felt really upset for him, mm-hmm. and for my mom and for my brother who had to get like pulled out of school because people were coming up to him. So.
And you didn't want to disappoint them.
Yeah.
And you felt like you already had.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does he take you home at that point?
No, I wouldn't go home.
Okay. And did you end up talking to him or?
Not really. No. Okay. I kind of kicked him out. And then eventually I was able to talk to him. And then
you called him?
No, like he was just hanging out in Gainesville. Like he got a hotel. So he was like staying around. And then finally I was like, okay. And then I drove home. So
you go home and you only recently came back, right? After the holiday?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long did you end up being home?
I was home for like all of November, December, and then like a lot of this month, I guess. I came back like a week after school started.
Okay.
So.
And now you signed up for online classes or for regular classes?
Online.
Okay. Online, but you're living with your roommates.
Yeah.
The same four.
Yes.
Okay. So how has been going back to campus been for you?
It's like ridiculous. Like it's like I'm walking down the street and it's people rolling their windows down and like screaming my name, honking their horns. It's like going into the store and it's like 50,000 people coming up to me. And like, I don't mind when people come up and they're nice, but also it's just like, it can be very like overwhelming. Like I don't mind that though. But the problem is when it's like people like have come up and just like shoved like cameras in my face, like shoving their phones in my face and like just taking pictures with me without asking. Like, I feel like I am fine with the people who come up and are like I appreciated your story or whatever. Like, but it's like when people are coming up and just like zooming in, like
yeah,
pictures of me, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I can't even like go to Wawa and get a snack without someone taking my picture and putting it on like Twitter. Like,
and just saying, what, I saw her, she was here.
Yeah, like Maddie Kowalski spotted. Like, they're always like everything I do, I get my picture taken and they post it. Like, well, it's like,
all right, so. As someone who, I don't know how much you know about me, but as from somebody who's been through something similar, where people will use you almost like a verb, like you did a Maddie Kowalski or spotted Maddie Kowalski. You know, I think number one, people are going to be jealous. Jealous because you have more fame. Doesn't matter how you got it, right? You're a household name for some people. And you have to start understanding that if you internalize shame about that, you're never going to get anywhere. Yeah. So I think it's important for you to know, okay, what happened is in the past. You are not who that person is. And it's really important for you to be able to like use that for your decisions going forward. So like, I'm not your parents, but I am a parent of a child. Yeah. And, you know, as an adult figure to you and as a female, I would say going forward, I hope this has taught you to be careful who your friends are, to be careful when you go out, you know, be careful what, you know, what drink you put down, be careful how much you drink, maybe even not drink for a while because you don't know who to trust.
Right.
You don't. I would assume that this is going to affect your trust of men in general.
Oh, 100%.
And I don't know how this will make you have a boyfriend after, but I hope you pick someone who cherishes who you are, protects your sexuality. Like, you don't have to be some hot college sorority chick and, you know, make the decisions of, like, partying to be loved and cared for. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I hope that those are the lessons that you take from it because that is so helpful because you're going to school with girls who behave that way and get themselves into trouble or there are things going on that you've never heard of because it hasn't made it on Twitter, but those things are happening in people's ecosystems all over college and all over, you know, people's lives. You know, there's something that embarrasses them that somebody knows about and they're threatening them with it or they're making fun of them with it. And the reason why other people do that is because they're not feeling good about themselves and they do it to have something to make fun of. So I hope you know all of that and you take that into your future of like, you know, you said when you sat down, like, I'm never going to be an actress. Well, of course you can be an actress. You know, Julia Roberts and Angelina Jolie have plenty of terrible things in their background that no one talks about now. But if you, you know, really wanted to figure it out, you could Google them from a long time ago. Everyone deserves a second chance. And
I agree.
You're 19, like who you are now is going to be completely different from 5 years to 20 years to 40 years. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that people are saying to you, like, this isn't the end of your life. And like, this is not how you're going to be remembered. The only way though, that you can make it into somewhat of a positive is to like learn from it and kind of, you know, hopefully help other people that are in the situation if they want to talk to you about.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like because my situation was so public, like anyone who even like has any kind of like revenge porn or whatever happened to them is like probably going to go to my page.
Yeah.
So that's why I want like my post to like be helpful.
Yeah. Well, cause it's the only thing you can hope out of it, right? Because I mean, it's only been 3 months. You're still, by the way, you're still in the thick of it. You will be fine one day, and then like you'll be in the shower 3 months from now, and I guarantee you, you'll start crying because that happened to me, and I know that. And when people move on from it, you're gonna have other feelings too. Like, you know, that you don't feel like you're known for anything but that. So maybe that'll make you want to act out and be somebody similar to that because, you know, you feel like you got a lot of attention. So you just have to be careful in the phases of like this, because somebody skyrocketing to notoriety like you, I'm sure it feels good when you get that positive attention, but that negative attention almost will override it too.
Oh, 100%. Like I appreciate the positivity, but like I really don't even see the positivity because there's so much negativity.
Yeah.
And like, that's what like resonates with me. Like the positive comments like in DMs, like, yeah, they help, like they're great. But like, I feel like then I'll read one of those, be like, oh, and then I'll read a negative one and then I'll like get anxious.
Yeah, think that that's all you can hear, right?
Yeah.
And so many people, this is important too, so many people will want to be around you. You have to be very close to the people that you're close with and be very slow to open up your life to anyone else right now for like the rest of this semester, I'm promising you. So I mean, like, so many people want to be part of the story. They are going to get close to you to act like your friend just so that they get you to tell things that you maybe haven't told people just so they can turn around and use it against you later. Maybe that's not their intention at the beginning, but the second you get into a fight, that'll be, you know, someone else will hear stories. So, you know, and some people will be asked about it and be like, oh yeah, I know her, when you maybe have walked by them once.
Yeah.
So you just have to be so careful on who you trust, on who you tell things to. And unfortunately, that means you're going to have to internalize a lot of stuff, because my suggestion to you for maybe many years to come is to be very careful who you allow into your life.
Yeah, which sucks, because I mean, I'm just a very trusting person. Like, I want to trust everyone. Like, I feel like everyone's a good person and I want to be friends with everyone. But as I've learned in this situation, like, I mean, even just with a lot of people like abandoning me when this happened, like they were never friends. And then people I've gotten close to since this situation, I like have seemed really genuine. And then I've started to realize like they just want to take pictures of me and post with me and like do this and that. And I'm like, but I don't want you to post me. And it's like, well, why can't I? And it's like, because I'm going through a lot right now and I don't want that picture posted. So it's like, do you care more about like saying you're friends with me, or do you care more about like being friends with me?
Right. So, and I know it's probably hard for you because you're probably bubbly and fun and you're in college. Like, why shouldn't you make friends?
I get it. I'm so social.
I get it. So I think it's just really important to protect yourself, especially through the rest of this semester. I feel like starting next year, it'll be easier for you. There'll be a new scandal at school that somebody will talk about. Somebody else will be on OnlyFans and they'll harass them for a while, you know, which none of these things are good. But like at the same time, the focus won't be only on you. The fact that people are still talking about it is what makes it difficult. And like, you just came back to school, so that's why I think a lot of people are talking about it again, right?
Yeah, but I mean, even for like events and stuff, like I used to love to go to like Greek events and like tailgates and stuff, and like I can't go to any of that because they're all of the fraternities are like, you know, she's suing people, we don't want to be involved with like lawsuits and things, and like you need to stay away, like, and it's kind of just feels like there's like this like negative like bubble around me where like only the wrong people want to get close to me, but like genuine people like don't want to touch the situation and don't want to be associated. So it's like, it's very hard to know.
But isn't that so interesting about college culture though, that like they don't want you around because they don't want to be sued? Well, if they weren't the type of people that did anything wrong, like
why would I sue them just by like hanging out? Like, also like I'm not like just suing people over here. Like I haven't like filed lawsuits. You know, there is a criminal investigation, but that, again, has nothing to do with me. These people committed crimes.
Well, so let's talk about that for 1 second. I think it's important for people to know when they listen to this that once something is posted like that, it becomes bigger than just you, right? Yeah. It's like it goes into this universe and it's archived and police can see a crime was committed and they will follow up on that. So even if you were like, I don't want to press charges, I don't want to get involved, it's not your decision
anymore.
I can't
just say I don't want to press charges. It's like the state of Florida versus whoever. Like, it's not my decision. Like, the police knew about it before, like, they ever talked to me. Like, they knew all about this. They already had all of the accounts that posted it. Like, they had all of this information. Like, people were calling in and reporting it, like, on my behalf.
Yeah.
Before I even, like, knew if that's something I wanted. Like, it's not like you can commit like, assault and then the person is like, I don't want to press. Maybe that's how that works. I have no idea. But it's like, in this case, like it's not like up to me. So
I understand. Also, I'm curious about how you're working on yourself. I would imagine that it's hard for you to want to be in public and drink or act like you're having fun, because it almost makes it seem like the narrative that people are giving of like, oh, Maddie, she deserved it. Oh, she asked for it. Oh, she got drunk. Oh, she's a flirt. Like, do you worry that you acting in a certain way is going to then come back to haunt you, because they're going to use that as an excuse for what happened?
100%. But no matter what I do, I post myself crying. She's crocodile tears. Like, she's doing this for attention, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm out happy. It's like, why the F is she happy? Like,
right.
She said she was upset. Like, and it's like, okay, maybe I sat in bed all day, like anxiety ridden, like upset, crying, reading comments. And then like my friends were like, okay, let's go have fun. And then I wanted to go. Like,
yeah.
Two things can be true. Like,
of course,
but it's no matter what I do.
But don't forget, you're also listening to kids who are kids, and you're a kid. But yeah. Like, this is a normal phase of life that you can feel good one minute, and you can feel terrible another minute. And both things,
understand that.
Both things are the truth. Well, then those are not people that should be your friends. And they can comment, but they're also children. And when something happens to them, and they're in that situation, they will remember Maddie Kowalski, and they will say, oh, I get it now. I know what she was going through. And unfortunately, it's just one of those things that you're going to have to kind of grow through. Mm-hmm. For someone will stop you 20 years from now and be like, oh my God, I went to college with you, and I remember this, and I experienced XYZ that might not be even similar in what happened, but the feelings were the same, right? And they'll say, I totally get it, and I'm so sorry that I wasn't more supportive back then. Like, I don't know how, I don't think you know anyone, including your family, including your lawyers, including whoever, that has ever been through something as seriously emotionally damaging, reputation damaging, that big as you. And it takes a big person to get through that. And, you know, it's not over yet, because time is the only thing that can heal that. And I just want you to know, like, you're going to be okay. And you just have to, you know, stay strong and know that you are going to get through it, and you are going to have a great life. And hopefully this is your one time that you learn a hard lesson in trust, in decisions, in choices, in people. Mm-hmm. And you just act accordingly going forward. Right. I mean, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
So what's the next chapter for you? Like, what are you looking forward to?
I have no idea. Like, okay. I genuinely, like, dude, I mean, I didn't think I was going to, like, survive this. I didn't think I was going to come back to school. So I'm just like,
day by day,
I'm here. Like, that's the big step right now. I mean, it's like, I mean, with, like, the whole, like, social media and, like, me going viral, whatever, like, there's a lot of, like, cool opportunities. I don't know if I have the mental energy to entertain any of that right now.
Can you talk about anything that was offered to you, or like the kind of opportunities that have come to you?
I mean, just a lot of like influencers and stuff have reached out. You know, a lot of streamers want to do like collabs and things, and like, you know, it's like people I watch, so I think that would be cool.
Right.
But also, that's just opening the door for like A, more hate, and B, I just feel like I'm not in like a place like mentally yet to be able to do any of that.
So it's like collabs where you go on their page or something?
Yeah, like
you're doing
like
a TikTok? Like, I don't even know what.
Yeah, like TikTok streams, like whatever, like those kind of things.
What does that mean? Where you would talk, where they would interview you, or like
where they'd be like, come to like Disney World and we're going to like mic up and like.
Oh, okay. So do something fun. They're not going to
be
like.
It would be like fun stuff, not just like sitting there.
Got it.
Like, but I like cool stuff with like people I actually watch. But I mean, I just can't like deal with any more hate right now. And also, like, if they catch me on a bad day, I'm gonna be like crying the whole time.
So. Yeah, no, I understand. Well, hopefully you will. So now you said you're studying what?
Like media management.
Media management. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I don't know. My classes are like social media, PR, and like reality TV.
Oh, fun.
Stuff like that. So I have like cool classes.
Okay. Well, I'm sure opportunities are gonna come to you now and later in life. And, you know, you won't be able to run away from, you know, things that are this in the past, but you can use it to your advantage, you know? And because you're studying that, I'll just put it in your head. You might be someone who goes on a public speaking tour in a couple of years about what happened in college and how you survive this kind of thing, you know, how you survive, having someone hijack your narrative, how you survive, you know, a terrible evening that then was put on display. Like, do you feel like you made any mistakes in this?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, granted, everyone has a different perspective. I feel like people who maybe went to a big party school college or maybe a little more understanding. Mm-hmm. Like I was drinking and stuff, but you know, of course I'm not of age. That was a bad choice. I, you know, should not have been by myself, like wandering around, like talking to strangers, like, things like that are not,
right.
Not things I should have been doing. Those are all mistakes, but are those mistakes that warrant this? Like, no, not at all. Like nobody deserves this. So though, like, the mistakes, yes, I made mistakes, but the normal consequences of those mistakes are not like
yeah.
this.
Yeah, of course.
So yes, I made mistakes, but I don't think anything I did could warrant like the amount of backlash that I'm receiving when a crime was committed against me. Like,
right.
I mean, like over the past 3 months, like being the subject of so much scrutiny online for something I didn't consent to be posting. I have a constant like state of anxiety. I have stomach aches and I can't really move sometimes. I can't like move my mouth to form words because I'm so anxious about what people are going to say about me next. What's going to come out next? Like, what are people going to say about me? And so I just sit there and I refresh Twitter over and over and over again. And I just jump between the social media sites and I see what people are saying and I read the comments and it's like addicting. And then I just get depressed. And then I just cry or yeah. I lay there.
Is there something that sticks out with you as the worst thing that you've read?
I think anything about my family hurts the most because, yes, I mean, people tell me they would laugh if I killed myself, you know, like all these things. They're like, we would laugh at a video of you killing yourself like we would, like we laughed at the video of you. Like things like that. Like I get death threats all the time, but I feel like I'm like numb to that at this point. Mm-hmm. It's whenever I see them bring my family into it, that's when I like, it really hurts me. And don't get me wrong. It all hurts, but that's like when I really, really get upset.
Yeah. What's your relationship with your family now, your brother and your parents?
Good, but it's just, I have a lot of like guilt. I mean, even though I'm not the one, like they're always telling me, they're like, you're not the one who chose to post all this. You're not the one who was calling us and doing all these things, but I just like, it's hard.
And they've been really supportive, right?
Yeah.
So will you just expand on that? Be like, my parents.
Yeah. My parents, like helped me, with the resources to take the videos down off Twitter. And, they have said they support me with like social media and things like that. You know, and they're always there when I'm like upset and I need to call and they check in on me.
Did you have to have a conversation with your brother?
I haven't really, actually.
Has he said anything to you?
No.
Well, is he
awkward?
Is he being supportive of you and hanging out with you on the couch and stuff?
He like reposts my like videos on. He reposted my Instagram video yesterday.
Okay.
Like he's supportive, but it's just hard. It's just like, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, I hope this was an easier than you thought conversation. Yeah. And I hope that you get the justice you deserve, whatever that looks like for you. And I do hope that you have my number and I hope that you will use me anytime as a friend, an adult, whatever, of someone who has been through your name being in the spotlight, you know, and for me, it's been, you know, almost 20 years that my name has regurgitated over and over. And it took me a long time to find my footing and to figure out how I was going to navigate through the world. And I hope that doesn't happen to you. I hope you're able to like stumble and get up again and figure it out. And I hope you find the friends that you deserve and the love that you deserve from someone. And it sounds like you have a great family, so that is good. But if you need anything, you can always call me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Of course. And the last thing is like, what do you think is the most misunderstood thing about this situation or about you that you really want to clear up with people?
I think people don't even think I'm a person. Like, I think people just see me as like something to laugh at because you see, or anyone in the public eye, because you see like when like people get canceled too, it's like just so much hate. And it's like, yes, people can make mistakes and you can choose to, you know, maybe be like, oh, that's weird, or I don't support this person. But it's like, everybody's a person. Everybody's living life for the first time. Like, I'm 19, you know, I'm a 19-year-old girl in college and I just had something crazy happen. Like, please, like, I just need like grace, you know?
Yeah. I wish that for you.
Yeah.
So you're doing great, and I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Misunderstood.